If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Civilian toll mounts in Ukraine.
Russian strikes are hitting schools, hospitals.
Capital attack, conspiracy.
The filing directly implicated Trump.
Fulfilling dreams for youngest fire victims.
It melts my heart every time they walk in.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russian helicopters in the sky over Ukraine. Footage from Moscow for what it calls Russia's special operation in Ukraine. What it is an all-out assault, sparing nothing and no one. Civilian targets have been pounded. The port city of Kherson has fallen into Russian hands. The UN says more than 1 million people have fled Ukraine. Our coverage begins with CBS's Chris Livesay.
Huge explosions in Kyiv overnight. The Ukrainian government claiming their air defenses struck down Russian missiles. In the town of Zhytomyr, a similar fate.
I hope that my wife was dead fast. That in this moment, my wife in heaven.
Yet Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, remains defiant. We are beating them off. Our soldiers, our border guards, our militias, he says. Even ordinary farmers are capturing Russian soldiers daily, and they all say the same thing. They don't know why they're here. The Ukrainian government has even issued instructions for ordinary civilians to make Molotov cocktails. Like the Pravda brewery. They switched from making craft beer to craft ballistics, says director Taras Muselko.
We need to be prepared.
I see you with the Molotov cocktail, and I see the Russians with tanks. It feels like David and Goliath.
We stand against a huge army, but we will stand to the last.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports the Biden administration is asking Congress to add at least $10 billion in new spending for humanitarian assistance and military operations related to Ukraine. That's a sharp increase from just a few days ago. CBS's Steve Futterman has more on the growing humanitarian crisis.
As the refugees arrive here in Poland, they are keeping in touch with their friends who have stayed behind. And the news the last 24 hours has not been good.
In the night, we sit in our telephones in Messenger and speak with our friends.
It has been an amazing exodus. More than 1 million have left Ukraine in just 1 week. Millions more are expected to follow. Humanitarian groups have come here to Poland as well. This man from Germany broke down today as he told me he had to come and help.
It makes me crazy in my heart, in my soul. And so I have to come. I have to drive immediately.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Przemysl, Poland.
More backlash from the war. Athletes from Russia and Belarus have now been banned from the Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing. Well, now to Washington. For the first time, the Congressional Committee investigating the Capitol attack claims former President Trump and his allies might have been part of a criminal conspiracy. It's in a new court filing designed to force a former Trump attorney to obey a subpoena. CBS's Robert Costa.
Now we know the members believe a criminal conspiracy to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the election might have taken place last year. His efforts to say the election was stolen from him might constitute fraud against the United States. That's a serious matter. Mr. Trump's legal representatives did not immediately respond to our request for comment.
An Alabama leader in the Oath Keepers militia group has pleaded guilty to Capitol attack charges that include seditious conspiracy. Authorities say Joshua James will cooperate with investigators. He faces up to 9 years in prison. Airport police in Buffalo pulled a JetBlue pilot from the cockpit before a flight to Florida. Airport official Helen Teteris says James Clifton is suspected of being drunk.
The TSA officers noticed he may be impaired, so they called NFTA Airport Police. They immediately came to the plane and removed Mr. Clifton, gave him a breathalyzer.
That registered 0.17 blood alcohol content, about four times the legal limit.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
The White House is out with a new pandemic strategy that includes one-stop centers where people who test positive can get antiviral medication right away. New York State has lifted its mask mandate for public schools. California will follow next week. At an event in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis told mask-wearing high school students they should take them off, and to wear them was theater.
You do not have to wear those masks. I mean, please take them off. Honestly, it's not doing anything, and we got to stop with this COVID theater. So if you want to wear it, fine, but this is ridiculous.
Former Louisville Police Detective Brett Hankison has told a jury he did nothing wrong during the raid that left Breonna Taylor dead. Hankison's charged with firing rounds that went into an adjacent apartment.
I could see in the hallway a subject, and I could not tell if it was a male or a female, in a shooting stance.
Closing arguments are set for today. Eight states are now investigating TikTok, looking into the video platform's possible harmful effects on children's mental health. CNET's Ian Schur.
This thing has suddenly become the most popular website in the world. How does it impact the way we see each other? And not just the news that we consume, but the way that we view the world.
Last month, another state, Texas, launched an investigation into alleged violations of children's privacy. There's a new development in the effort by Texas Republicans to consider treatments for transgender children, child abuse.
A state district judge in Texas issued a temporary order halting the child abuse investigation of the family of a 16-year-old receiving gender-affirming care. The family filed the legal action to stop the state, their attorney, Shelley Skeen.
Every major medical association says that gender-affirming care is medically necessary.
The judge stopped short of blocking Texas Governor Greg Abbott's overall directive to look into all cases. Chris Fox, 4CBS News, Austin.
Some dreams are coming true after the nightmarish wildfire that destroyed hundreds of homes in Colorado in late December. CBS's Janet Shamlian has more on a volunteer effort to turn donations into new bedrooms for kids.
Oh my God.
For those who know the frustration of assembling kids' furniture,
one's really tall, one's really short.
This is a labor of love. But these parents don't know the children they're creating bedrooms for. Children whose treasures turned to ash in the Marshall Fire.
How did you know I love Ariel?
For 6-year-old Brooke Bernard and her 8-year-old sister Emily, a small slice of normal.
We finally sat on the couch and it was just like a collective exhale that the girls are okay.
It melts my heart every time they walk in.
30 times so far, but another 100 children on the waiting list for dream bedrooms and new memories. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Superior, Colorado.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hollywood has lost someone who was behind some of the great movies of all time.
The films that Alan Ladd Jr. greenlighted or produced were nominated for 150 Academy Awards. They won 50. In 2020, his daughter Amanda Ladd Jones told the Film Scene with Ileana Douglas, their dad respected the creative process and filmmakers respected him.
Mel Brooks being one of them. You know, he said to me, like, I always show Laddie my first cut of things because I know he'll be honest with me.
His daughter announced his death on the Facebook page for her documentary, Laddie, the man behind the movies. Alan Ladd Jr. was 84. Peter King, CBS News.
A judge has rejected an effort by New York's Attorney General to put the National Rifle Association out of business. But he will allow her 2020 lawsuit accusing top executives of illegally diverting tens of millions of dollars from the powerful gun lobby to proceed in court. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.